It would take 5 minutes to go down to Strandhill Airport. We have the Strand campus down there. There's a new campus building which should be fully occupied shortly. There's the airport business park. So there's over 40 businesses, which I believe, down there, as well as the looped walk. There's 180 children in Saints and Scholars Creche that live along the S2 route, but they don't use it because it's a 20-minute walk from the car park in the village. So I feel an extra 5 minutes to the S2 route via Sligo Airport, it enhances the service greatly, will increase footfall on the service, but most importantly, a positive step in workforce mobility and sustainable travel solutions for Strandhill. And I think also it's been noted that it may not be an extra 5 minutes to the route, as more often than not, the bus is seen sitting idle at the main Strandhill car park for 10 to 15 minutes as it does a turnaround, waiting to restart its return journey into town. So I think there's plenty of time for this detour.
We all know about the benefits of public transport, and Strandhill is an area which is, it's known for its, not traffic, but it's known for its how busy it is. And you know, there's more and more people using this service and make it more accessible for them this way.
Yes, yeah, 100%. It's just another step to getting people to leave their cars at home. Extending the route improves accessibility, as you mentioned, for workers as well as visitors, promoting better connectivity between key transport hubs. Again, let's not forget, a very busy creche and after school down there, and accessing the bus services will be a major addition to their staff as well as parents alike.